This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. We had spent a little time yesterday in Florida. We did a tea party out here in Taveras, and it's interesting, America, how the American people have taken the bait since Donald Trump's administration has taken incumbency. Again, it showed up to the North Lake Tea Party in Taveras, Florida, to speak only to find that America again took the bait and has fallen back asleep on cue. If you remember right, it was Albert Pike that rightly said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And who was he? He was the head of the Masons. And it's interesting, again, how the American people, the sheeple, I should say, have taken the bait time and time again. They get caught up into the political cycle, and they learn not from history whatsoever. And what I'm saying here, friends, is usually you have about 200 to 300 people that show up to a meeting. And yesterday's show up, an appearance on the behalf of the American people that are still awake, was embarrassing to say the least. Again, we're broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida area, and we're doing tea parties. And on Sunday, we're going to be doing a church. And I'll give you the information on that in the up and coming moments. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you right now. We're going to actually be out at Freedom Fellowship at Lady Lake, Florida on Sunday. Freedom Fellowship at Lady Lake, Florida on Sunday. So we're out here doing the stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment and be a part of what's going on. The number one response, and we got it again yesterday, was I wish I would have brought more people. Well, I'm giving you the heads up. If you're in Florida, again, do show up. We're going to be at the Freedom Fellowship at Lady Lake, Florida on Sunday morning to be rocking that particular church to wake them up, folks. It's our job to do just that, and that's exactly why we use during the intro as a boat rocker. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the way to trouble the present, friends, is simply speak forth the word of truth. That's enough to do it. But we understand that we win not only here, folks, and I'm not talking about an eternity in a future state. I'm talking about in the present state, because the Lord said that the gates shall not prevail against the church. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that that's exactly the case. They will not prevail because they have not, and the seed of the righteous is forever. We win if you're willing to fight, because remember, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, first and foremost. Also wanted to welcome aboard KWTO 56 AM out of Springfield, Missouri. Again, welcome aboard KWTO 560 AM out of Springfield, Missouri. Again, we thank you for your trust. Now, folks, I also wanted to let you know before we get going here, over the last couple weeks, we have been keeping this alive. And what we have been keeping alive is the fact that Las Vegas witnesses claimed there was more than one gunman firing off into the concert crowd. Again, the state-controlled narrative is to stay away from just that. We shared with you how the hotel guest from Australia next door to the alleged shooter in Las Vegas, he saw multiple gunmen. And of course, you're not hearing this from the state-controlled media because it doesn't fit the narrative. Folks, the objective is to get your guns out of your hands. And they're using this again. They're inciting domestic insurrection. And what they're doing is condemning in the North. And then what they're doing is promoting in the South. In other words, we look at dictators of the past. They send out the brown shirts. They create the problem. Then they play the problem solver in the face of the people as they disarm them and strip them of their God-given rights. We also found, friends, concerning the alleged shooting that took place there in Las Vegas, the hotel guest and staff confirm multiple shooters at another casino a block and a half away from the Mandalay Bay Casino. And then I also reiterated the point, folks, and I also played it on the radio for you, the audio concerning the police and how they said that there was multiple shooters. And again, the narrative is to bring it to a lone wolf, because if there's more than one shooter, then there's a conspiracy. At this point, there's no way that they can deny that there was more than one shooter. Yet they continuously ram it down your throats that there was only one shooter, friends. Conveniently, again, they have to fit the narrative so you don't find that there's conspiracy, because if there's conspiracy, the people are going to demand answers to the questions that were begged. We are literally being begged to answer questions that the media is not answering. So we have to propose those questions to those that are doing these investigations, and let's not fall asleep. Remember the Las Vegas fire chief stating multiple shooters in other casinos? Remember that? At Caesar's Palace? At other casinos besides the Mandalay Bay? That was the official narrative, friends. That's what came out of the mouths of eyewitnesses. How come we're not talking about multiple shooters, friends? Again, because it doesn't fit the narrative. And what I want to do, friends, is I want to jump over to the Sons of Liberty Media real quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to see what's happening here, friends, because Tim Brown, senior editor, and by the way, thank you to Tim Brown for covering the show. Well, we've been busy being about the work of the Lord's hands here out in Florida, out in Atlanta, Georgia, out in Nashville, Tennessee. In saying that, friends, yesterday they were talking about how the MGM in Mandalay Bay calling the shots on what is being released to the public and what isn't. Why is that? America, why is the narrative to contrast eyewitnesses? Because, again, the eyewitness account doesn't fit the narrative that they want to set. Because, again, they don't want you to pull the mask back to see that it was their brown shirts that actually incited this terrorist attack. And again, friends, remember what the word terrorism defined out in Oxford English Dictionary. The original definition was government by intimidation. What I want to do is I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen to this. Vegas shooter survivor suddenly dies from seizures after posting her account on multiple shooters. I want you to listen to this. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen to what she had to say. She was an eyewitness account that just suddenly died. By the way, out of the four, there's four eyewitnesses that are either now dead to what took place in Las Vegas or they're missing. But I want you to listen to this one account of this young lady who is no longer with us. She said, bullets were coming from every direction, behind us, in front of us, to the side of us. But she said, I don't know. I just know that there was someone chasing us. The entire time I felt this way, the farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. She said, I kept looking back expecting to see the gunmen, and I say, man, because there was no more than one person. She said, there was more than one gun firing. She said, 100% more than one. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida area. Even today, did some tea parties out in Tavares, Florida, and tomorrow we're going to be in Lake Lady. On Sunday, we're going to be at Lake Lady Church, Fellowship Church there, and we're going to be giving our message that we give across the country. I've given it 1,500 times, literally, friends. And if you want to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty. Media.com, those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, they interact one with another. You can also jump onto my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. We got about 661,000 followers, and about 600,000 of them are active followers. So there's a whole lot of people in this country that understand that we can do this together. Faith with works brings about resolve. Do all that you can do and then leave the results up to God. Go ahead and read James chapter 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know you can jump on my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, and unfortunately, there's going to be no access to phone lines today, but if you'd like to call in regardless at any time to leave a message or request us to appear where you would have us appear to give the message that we give across the country, the number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, getting back to it, friends, what I want to do is I want to get back to the fact, folks, that the narrative that the media is setting is a complete stark contrast, and it's a contradiction concerning the eyewitnesses. I was just highlighting right before the break that the Vegas shooting survivor suddenly dies from seizures after posting her account of multiple shooters. The Las Vegas shooting survivor Kimberly Sucknow died suddenly from multiple seizures on Monday following her post to Facebook of her account of multiple shooters. Now, what I want to do is I want you to listen to what she had to say as an eyewitness. She's no longer with us anymore, but the day that she posted it, the next day following, she was no longer with us. This is what she said. Bullets were coming from every direction, behind us, in front of us, to the side of us. But I just know that there was someone chasing us on the grounds. The entire time I felt this way. The farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. In other words, what she was saying is the further we got away from the narrative that the media is attempting to set through a lone wolf shooting from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino. She said the further we got away from that, she said the closer a gunfire and gunmen got closer to me. She said, again, the farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. She said, I kept looking back expecting to see the gunman. That's how close he was. And I think, men, because there was more than one person. There was more than one gun firing, said this eyewitness. By the way, they've all said this. She said 100% more than one. As we were running, we kept changing direction because it felt like no matter what direction we took, we were being followed. Now, this is an eyewitness account. Now, what also begs the question, friends, is the fact that what was it that she posted that costed her life? Her last post in full from October 5th, 2017, just 4 days before her death, not the day after, forgive me, but 4 days later, she died. It'll speak for itself. And I want you to listen to this. This is her full post on Facebook on October 5th, 2017, 4 days preceding her death. She said, I have been receiving phone calls, messages, and texts galore since Sunday night. And I've been providing the same copy and pasted message to each of those who have contacted me. A really quick, vague account of what happened at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas. It has been nearly 72 hours since the nightmare took place, she said, and I'm finally able to sit here and put into my words my personal account. I've attached some photos of the fun we did have. She went on, I would first like to give a huge, giant thank you to both of her friends. Without them, I could not guarantee I wouldn't have got out like I did. She said I would have dropped to the floor stunned, and I would not have been able to get up. I owe them both my life. She said on Sunday, she woke up hungover from the night before. Friday and Saturday nights were a blast. We drank too much, she said, and we fought the crowd to get as close to the stage as possible. We acted like we were in our early 20s and hitting Vegas for the first time. However, when we woke up Sunday, we were in all complete agreement that we would not be doing that again. We decided instead of to bring a king-size sheet and sit on the AstroTurf in the way back and just peacefully watch the concert from our spacious sheet. We also decided to drink the morning and afternoon of, but not the evening, so on and so forth. She said, unfortunately, we procrastinated getting to our seats for too long. She goes on going forward. We're all hanging up, seeing our butts off, she said, enjoying ourselves so much that we took off our boots to get even more comfortable. And then she began to talk about how they were joking around with her and her friends. She said, from about 50 feet in front of us, and a little to the right, firecrackers were set off. She said, let me repeat that. Firecrackers were set off. I verbally stated, some blank just shot off fireworks and firecrackers in close proximity to many people. And she said, I was really mad. You could see Jason Alden look to his left, kind of startled by it, but he was also clearly irritated. She said, I would say about 15 seconds later, the first volley of gunfire was released. It was shorter volley than any of the others, and the gunfire was not as close together either. She said everyone looked up, down and around. We thought it was more firecrackers at first, but then Ricky reached over, told us all to put our boots on quickly, and the volley ended. Then people started to panic. The gentleman behind me looked at me as I was putting on my boots, half laying down, and said calmly, calm down, crazy. It's just fireworks. Geez. That's when the second volley went off. Ricky yelled at us and got down flat, and we immediately knew that someone was shooting at us. I remember getting down, but I didn't lay flat for some reason, thinking, oh my gosh, I need to get flatter than I am now, but my body just wouldn't let me do it. That was the second volley. At the end of the volley, I'm still struggling to get my boots on. We turned and tried to run, but the people behind us still weren't moving. I yelled at the lady, run, it's gunfire, run, she said. Look on her face was pure terror, but she finally dropped her stuff and turned and began running. She then said, this eyewitness. Then the third volley hit, and it was close, very close to us. I could physically see the impact of the bullets on the AstroTurf. I could feel the warmth and the passing of the bullets. Once that third volley was over, Casey linked her arm into mine, and we decided at that moment we weren't stopping. We were getting the blank out of there. And she said, I do mean hell. We were in literal hell. The gentleman that mocked me, stating it was just fireworks, fell to the ground and he never got back up. The lady behind me, who was now in the front of me, was terrified as I ran to hold her, and I told her to run, never get back up. I actually had to physically step over her body to run, something I'm still struggling with, so please don't attack me. I was absolutely in flight or fight mode. There was another person on my right who was also moving, who ran. She said, I don't know what direction we ran. I don't know towards which landmark we ran. We just ran. We were rounding some sort of corners, roundabout maybe, and I looked to the right and I saw this large cowboy sitting down with his legs spread apart holding a blood-soaked woman. I thought to myself, we need to hide, but as I looked quickly from somewhere to go, the gunfire once again got closer and closer. We couldn't hide because they and I, do mean they, were chasing us. The exact moment is when I started to really panic. That is the exact moment in which I thought it was that I was going to die. I was never going to see my family again. So as we were running, we approached this fence where men are throwing women over, and we ran up to it as they had knocked it down, so we were able to get out. As we crossed the threshold of the venues, my mind went straight to the other mass shootings and hearing the victims' families in my head talk about how they never got to say goodbye. Now, folks, I can go on and on and on with the eyewitness. She said the farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. I kept looking back, expecting to see the gunmen, and I say men because, again, there was more than one person shooting. There was more than one gun firing, 100% more, she said. 100% more, she said. She said as we were running, we kept changing directions, but it felt like no matter what direction we took, we were being followed. So we ended up running into a weird triangle path. Now, friends, I could go on for 45 minutes reading the rest of this post. This was posted 4 days before Kimberly died. And why is it that her eyewitness account, completely in contradiction, stands against the narrative that the media is setting? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of the Orlando area in Florida, doing tea parties and churches here in the local area, and then we will be heading back to Minnesota for a minute, and then we are out and about down south to Texas and then over to Denver. We are some busy little bees, but we are obeying the mandate that God gave through commandments, not suggestions. Again, read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. I was just reading a couple minutes ago of an eyewitness account of an individual that told you that she was 100% sure, as did all the other ear and eye witnesses that were telling the American people that there's multiple shooters. And for some reason, the state-controlled narrative is to war against the eyewitness accounts. Matter of fact, a week and a half ago, we were sharing some audio of an eyewitness that was there on the grounds during the shooting that was verifying the very information that I'm giving to you right now through another eyewitness that there was more than one shooter. Matter of fact, as this unfolds, we find out that there may be 3 to 5 shooters. But they want to keep narrowing it down to one shooter, their lone wolf. Because, again, if there's more than one shooter, America, then there is a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Last week, I spent time on the conspiracies that you were sold by the media that's covering for the conspirators that were demonizing anybody as conspiracy theorists that in time showed us it was not a theory at all, but it was in fact a conspiracy. And that's all you have to do, America, is ask the question, who has to gain from what took place allegedly there in Las Vegas? The first thing, after the third time they've changed the narrative, America, the first thing that took place is they went after your guns. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do take time to go there, because there's a brand new article posted, celebrities fall in lockstep with Bloomberg anti-gun right groups. Why on God's green earth would politicians be attempting to disarm you when they were just sitting under fire, namely the allegations of fire of a lone wolf lunatic? When they go for gun rights, America, are they not telling you who the responsible party is 9 times out of 10 as to the massacre that allegedly took place there in Las Vegas? Celebrities fall in lockstep with Bloomberg anti-gun rights groups. Another article on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends. They're coming for our guns. No, they're not, America. Listen to me carefully. Come up with the resolute within yourself to say, no, you're not. We're coming for you for violating your oath, Article 2, Section 4. We're coming for corrupt politicians that are attempting to disarm us in the face of created terror. And it is created. That's all you have to do is go back to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, and he will tell you that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Every step, every bureaucracy of your government is about as corrupt from the top to the bottom as corrupt can be. And you know this. And these are the same people that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal that are calling for gun control. And do you think that they may be a part of another scandal, may be a part of another conspiracy to work against you so they can finally disarm you, America? Because if not, I'll tell you what, I don't know that anybody could help you. If you have your eyes closed at this time in American history, in the present, today, and you're still falling for what the media has to say, you could be transported to the sun, and you wouldn't see it. And I want to tell you why you wouldn't see it, because you don't want to see it. And it doesn't matter. But I want to tell you this. I'm not going to go to hell with you. Did you hear what I said? I'm not going to go to hell with you. I'm not going to play like I don't know what's really going on with you. You want to go over to the end of the cliff to your own demise? That's fine. You dug the ditch. Now fall into it. But for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you all the well know what's going on here. And what's going to happen unless the American people pull the curtain back on what's going on here again, it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again. How many times have these criminals, how many times have these organizations and these bureaucracies, how many times have they been busted conspiring against you, America? How many times have they been busted conspiring against you? And now, again, the media that 94% of Americans don't believe, for some reason, now we're not to question the narrative because they're just looking out for our good. Are you kidding me? Are you that deceived? Are you that blind and are you that deaf? Because, America, there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever. There's an absolute conspiracy at work. They've already been busted time and time again, changing the narrative over and over, ignoring eyewitness accounts, not reporting it, these supposed journalists not asking questions as to what took place. No, because they're bought and they're paid for, and they are useful idiots. And I want to tell you, useful idiots, something. You might want to study history for just a moment. You're the first useful idiots to be lined up. Well, you work for the communist that thinks that you're friends with.
Just think about the fact that they're paying you to lie to the people. Do you think that they're paying you to lie to us? Do you think that they're not doing the same thing to you? Because, again, you have got to be out of your mind to think otherwise. Study history. Understand that when you get done betraying your people, these people get rid of you first and foremost. I want you to listen carefully. And then you're going to answer to my Heavenly Father. And my Bible tells me that liars shall have no part in the lake of fire. Period. Proverbs 19. Period. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Period. You have no part in heaven. You have your part in the lake of fire where you belong. Because that's who you were listening to when you were doing his biddings to destroy the rest of your country and its people. You're the worst of men when you know to do right and you do it not. And I'll tell you another group of people that you're the worst of men. When you swore to uphold the Constitution, you were told what that Constitution said. You had an obligation to read what it said and the enumerated laws found within. You have an obligation to uphold the laws, not to tear them down because somebody above you told you what to do, which contradicts the Constitution and the oath that you swore that you would keep. You're the worst of men. And I'm getting tired of people excusing themselves, saying, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm tired of people excusing themselves, saying, well, God's in control. Yep, he is. And let me remind you that you're going to do what you're commanded to do today, or there's going to be a day that's nigh unto us because you draw the seed of violence unto you because you do nothing. There's going to be a day where you're going to wish you obeyed when you had the time to do it. What's going on in your country is absolutely conspiracy. There's no doubt. And you know what's funny about it? Anybody paying attention cannot deny the facts. You cannot deny the eyewitnesses. You believe those that you say you don't believe. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's not a good place to be in any area of your life. It's time, America, for you to wake up and, as they say, smell the coffee. And let me say it this way. Deal with the corrupt. Because if not, your country is going to be destroyed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, I've said in the past, I don't believe the constitutional republic will ever be destroyed. I don't. I don't believe it will ever be destroyed. But I do believe the people on our watch that could care less about our constitutional republic will be destroyed as a new group of people will be raised up behind us. If we fail to keep and hold our obligation before God and man. And that's to do the right thing. Because America, we have the freedom today to do the right thing. God has showed us mercy enough to give us the truth. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He has uncovered the liars. He's exposed the liars 100 times over in this country. And these are the same people today that are again attempting to disarm you. And I want you to keep in mind and I want you to be encouraged that with you and God, you're in a majority. You're always in a majority. And it's not a good place, and I don't care if it's the whole world gathered together against you and God, you are not going to lose the day. Regardless if it's in life or in death, you're not going to lose the day. Let their cruelties, America, swell our ranks, because they are. That's why gun sales are skyrocketing again, America. See, they want you to believe that everybody's as stupid as the next guy that doesn't pay attention to what's really going on, that's sitting at home drinking pop and eating Twinkies and watching the news again through CNN or Fox News. Same difference. Two players, same corporations they work for. There's 6 corporations worldwide that own all the corporations concerning the media on a global scale, and Fox is a part of that. And it's time that you begin to take the book and peel them open, the Bible, the Constitution, and study your history, understand what's going on in the present, and deal with it. Because the dog that you feed is going to win the fight. What do you mean, Bradley? Well, you take 2 dogs and you put them in a ring. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. You feed on the media, I'll tell you what, you're filled with lies. You're going to go away with the workers of iniquity. You feed on the Word of God and the Constitution, you're going to go the other direction, but you're going to be fighting against the flow, rest assured. But that's what makes men. That's what makes men and women of God today. Regardless if the masses are with them or not. Remember, Elijah didn't bow the knee and neither did the 7,000. And God preserved them for His glory. And let it be on our watch because we have a prime.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Broadcasting live out of the Orlando area in Florida, folks, rocking the nation literally, incrementally, little by little. Because, again, we know and understand that God does not need a majority to prevail. He needs a minority. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing it because that no flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. In other words, friends, that's the majority. Again, He uses a minority that He might be glorified. So we don't say within ourselves, look what we have done. Well, we're not in the business of saying, look what we have done. We're just in the business of obeying to see what He has done and what He is doing in our time. For God is alive forevermore. Forget it not. And we are testing and proving the God of Israel. Read Isaiah 45 and you get a moment and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'd like to bring forth a consummation concerning what we've been talking about, what I've been talking about over the last week and a half, and I'm keeping what happened in Las Vegas in your mind. I want it to stay in front of you because, friends, they're so used to controlling you by inundating you and then getting you off of topic so they can bring another one on you. No, deal with the first one, friends, so you don't have a second one. And you need to get off the media roller coaster and shut the television off and start doing your own due diligence. And by the way, that's how pioneers are made. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. I'd like to bring it to an end. I've been talking about conspiracy theories.
theories, friends, that 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. We were told that the New World Order for years was just, it was a theory. The whole New World Order concept was a total theory. You were crazy to call it a New World Order. Now we see the DHS calls anybody that would call out the New World Order for what it is, that they're terrorists. And keep in mind, Henry Kissinger said that anybody that rejects the New World Order is a terrorist. And so you can see what they're attempting to do, friends. They're attempting to lead you through the gates that they want you to go through. Well, I'm not one of those guys. I'm a law abider, not a law breaker. I know what the Constitution says. I'm not going to stay ignorant that I might be destroyed, Hosea 4:6. But friends, let me give you a quote, because again, you were told that this was a theory. This is David Rockefeller, and he authored his autobiography memoirs, wherein on page 405, he wrote, listen carefully, for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim that we wield over American political and economic institutions. David Rockefeller said, some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, a one world. He said, a one world, if you will. If that's the charge, David Rockefeller said, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. But America, out of his own mouth, he told that himself. The media told you that it was just a theory. What about the Kennedy assassination, the second investigation by Congress few people knew about, the United States House of Representatives Select Committee of Assassinations, HSCA? It was all a conspiracy. That is until Lady Bird put in her book that Johnson said that SOB is not going to ever embarrass me again. 2 weeks later, he was dead. And then, interestingly enough, CIA whistleblowers laid the assassination at the feet of Johnson. And so did his attorney. Right on their deathbeds, right before they died, they wanted the world to know the lie that they had been holding. God brought it to the light, as he promised he would do. And folks, if you want to see who gained from the assassination, just look to Johnson. Because again, when you read the book of Kings 1 and 2, you'll find that conspiracies are within because you can control them that way. That's why you confuse and keep it in order and always say, concerning those that are telling the truth, but what of this? Always question the people that are telling the truth. And that's exactly what they've done. When Johnson reversed the orders the very next day concerning Vietnam, where they made trillions of dollars off the war, the military-industrial complex did, that was enough for anybody to understand who was behind what just took place. Well, maybe they just capitalized it. Yep, they capitalized on it, but in cahoots, in conspiring with who else? We need to think. We were told that that was just a theory. And if you question the state-controlled media's narrative concerning Oswald, then guess what? You are a theorist. You are a whack job. They demonized you. Hey, folks, it's time to grow up and man up and stand against this garbage because people aren't buying it. And the fact of the matter is the Lord looks to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show themselves strong. That he might show himself strong. That he might show himself strong on their behalf. See, that's the God of Abraham and Isaac that said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And he's also the one that promised in Psalm 2 and in the New Testament that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Let him trouble you. They're bringing it upon themselves. Folks, we were told that it was just a conspiracy theory, the 1919 World Series conspiracy, when in fact we found out that it was not a conspiracy theory at all. Or what about Karen Silkwood and what took place with her? It was just all a conspiracy theory, friends. No, it wasn't. It was a conspiracy. The media was setting cover to those that were acting out the conspiracy. That's what history teaches us. And it's exactly what's going on now. What about the CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas? Nobody wanted to believe
that your government and the CIA, along with Bill Clinton and the Bushes and others, were drug running back in the 90s and in the 80s. We didn't want to listen to the eyewitnesses. We just wanted to listen to what the media had to say about it and watch the bad guy cover himself with the use of the media, demonizing again anybody that would question the narrative. Well, guess what, friends? CIA drug smuggling into Arkansas and into America? It wasn't a theory. It's a fact. Who gains from drugs? Just think. They sell drugs to the American people in Los Angeles, and then they arm people in other countries to fight off the good guys so they can take possession of their country as well. That's what's happening. What about the Bohemian Grove? You were just told that that was a theory. Well, we found out that it wasn't a theory at all. We found out that, in fact, it was a conspiracy. America, are you going back and holding these people's feet to the fire that were a part of these conspiracies? Absolutely not. It's a thing of the past. But it's the same people in many capacities, friends, that were a part of these conspiracies many years ago that are still behind dictating the events that are taking place here. What about Operation Paperclip? I mean, just think about that. A bunch of German scientists from Nazi Germany come over to the United States of America. But that was just a conspiracy theory as well. No, folks. It was found out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. Or what about the round table? That was just a conspiracy theory, too. No, friends, it wasn't a theory. It was a conspiracy. Just like what you're seeing happening unfold today concerning what happened in Las Vegas, what happened on the Boston Marathon bomber, what happened at Sandy Hook, what happened at Columbine, and the Aurora movie theater shooter. And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The San Bernardino shooters. What about the eyewitnesses? How come we're not talking about the guys that were dressed up in military that were doing the shooting? But one guy was blamed for the crime. How come we don't, when we get the facts, what we do is we just let the media keep driving us along to another one of their conspiracies? Well, because they said it was a theory, but you said you didn't believe them. What about the Illuminati? Folks, that's just a theory. No. Folks, it's not a theory, and everybody knows now that it's not a theory. The Trilateral Commission. Oh, Bradley, that's just a conspiracy theory. And it absolutely amazes me, America, how you let radio show hosts empower what you would call or you would know them as the elite. Why don't you magnify the law against their crimes? Because, friends, men are men. No matter how big and bad they want to be, read Isaiah 14. It matters not. They're still men. They're still going to stand before my big brother on judgment day. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. But folks, we found out that Trilateral Commission, it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was a fact. Look what's going on over at the Bundy trials right now, friends. Exposing none other than Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama and the judge, as well as what took place over there in Oregon concerning the Bundys and others, exposing Hillary Clinton for selling uranium ore to the Russians, which is an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. What, you're going to let these guys go, these patriots go as unsung heroes, and you're going to let the government beat up on them and do whatever they want to do? And I'm talking about corruption, because the institution of government within itself, I love it, as long as it's good. Folks, that's not a theory. It's really what's going on. And for those that are paying attention to what's going on over there, know exactly what's going on. But here's Hillary Clinton now being protected by the Trump appointee administrators. Why? Because you fell for the fact that Donald Trump is the good guy. When in fact, if you listen to what's going on around his administration, America, it's not really happening. So we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, again, broadcasting live out of the Orlando area. We will be at church in Lake Lady Fellowship Church on Sunday. If you're in Florida, come see us. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.